Prescription for Peace. Author's note: Prescription for Peace was written for people of many diverse philosophies and cultures. It was published in 2008 as a small pocketbook so that it can be carried around easily, and then, whenever one has to wait, one can open it to any page, read a section, and contemplate it. This text is not meant to be read through one page after another, for much is missed by proceeding without pause or ponder. I have attempted to make up for this in small part with vocal expression, but there is much more that is not said than what is said. 2 pillars, 9 precepts, 18 practices. What is false troubles the heart, whereas truth brings joyous tranquility. The poet Rumi. 2 pillars. Pillar 1. Tell yourself the truth always. 1a. Acknowledge what you truthfully see, hear, and feel, keeping your mind open and your heart open. Notice what happens to you inside, your body, feelings, breath, mind, in response to happenings in life. Be honest with yourself. 1b. Discern carefully your motive for everything you do or want. Be honest with yourself. 1c. Notice what happens over time to you and others as a result of happenings in life. Be honest with yourself. There is a vast difference between truth and opinion, and between perception and fact. What we see, hear, feel, or think may or may not reflect reality, but don't let this stop you from acknowledging truthfully what you feel and perceive. Being honest with yourself is vastly different from judging or condemning. Examine yourself always. Critique others only if it's necessary or helpful. Pillar 2. Listen to your conscience in your heart. Consider your conscience, your inner sense that just knows right and wrong, always. If you don't follow it, use Pillar 1 afterwards. If you follow it, use Pillar 1 afterwards. Your heart is not the same as your emotions. The heart is more refined than desire or feelings. Your conscience is not your intellect, although it does benefit from the light of reason. Inner peace is possible only when your actions, words, thoughts, and conscience are consistent. Any discrepancy produces discord and stress. Profound peace and joy that are beyond understanding occur when we realize the truth of our own being. Reaching this awareness requires more than simply doing, thinking, or even praying. The 2 pillars provide a foundation of honesty necessary to realize truth and experience the consequent peace and joy we want. Truth alone triumphs. 9 precepts. Precept 1. The goodness that created us, being marvelously intelligent, already has systems in place to keep the universe in balance. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction, applies in life as well as in physics. If someone causes harm, they must eventually experience that harm. If someone harms you, don't retaliate. The universe already has it handled. To witness it personally, we may have to wait a very long time, but if we try to restore balance ourselves, we invariably mess it up. Even if wisdom indicated that someone needs to suffer, if we cause that suffering, we incur suffering ourselves. Retribution is the job of experts. God, angels, devas, lords of karma, whatever they are called. And they do a much better job of it than we could possibly do. They know everything that happens, and they wisely decide the best times and conditions to restore balance. Regarding timing for the benefit of Bible readers, note that if Jesus had not taught reincarnation, no one would have needed to call a conference of bishops in 553 AD and remove references to reincarnation that were in the Bible. The editors allowed a few such references to remain, including Jesus' assertion that John the Baptist was Elijah come again. There is also a wealth of modern research on reincarnation. If something hurts you, let your first resolve be to not do the same to anyone else. Balancing wrongs in the universe is much too big a burden for any of us, and if we try, we get sick. Avoid pitfalls, but don't be concerned in the least about righting past wrongs. Be content and let the experts handle it. This is sometimes known as forgiveness. It is also highly intelligent. It reduces stress and ill health. It is in your greatest self-interest. Good and bad actions don't cancel each other out. Planting two seeds yields two plants. If you do both good and bad actions, you will experience both the pleasant results of your good actions and the unpleasant results of your bad actions. If you have suffered unjustly and earned some merit, your merit does not give you license to do harm thereafter. You will still experience the unpleasant results of your harmful actions as well as the pleasant results of your meritorious actions. If someone you harmed forgives you, her or his goodwill does not cancel your bad action or eliminate the need for balance to be restored. If there is a social authority whose job it is to maintain order and justice, such as government, police, teacher, boss, or parent, then report serious harm to the proper authorities and give them the opportunity to do their job to rectify it, create rightness and goodness, not ever with the motive of vengeance or gain. Never make a baseless or exaggerated claim. If people do not report wrongs, authorities cannot correct society. Give them the chance and let the universe experts take care of the rest. Precept 2. God is, ultimately, goodness. Use pillars 1 and 2 to describe goodness. God has different names in different languages. Let people use their own languages and rejoice when you feel commonality. God appears in different forms to different people at different times. Let people see their own forms and rejoice when you feel commonality. Some intellectuals like to debate about what is goodness and what is God. Let them. For yourself, use pillars 1 and 2. Sometimes what looks good from one perspective looks bad from another perspective and vice versa, but don't let that stop you from using pillars 1 and 2 to earnestly do your best. Life is challenging. Life is supposed to be challenging. Pain is inherent in life on earth. Suffering helps us to recognize and appreciate all qualities at appropriate times. Being challenged enables us to grow strong and see who we really are. Experiencing adversity gently encourages sweetness and wisdom. Everything imparts its own essence to whatever it creates. Goodness, our ultimate source, can create only more goodness. So everything that exists is intrinsically good. Although beings with choice may make bad choices and do bad actions, the beings themselves are inherently good. If a wrong is done, don't pretend that it is not wrong, but remember in your heart and mind to distinguish between the actor and the action. Precept 3. Nothing you want is free. Everything or ability is acquired only through sacrificing something. If you want something, pay its price gladly. If you find the price too high, forego it gladly. Wanting anything without wanting to pay the price is a big waste of desiring. Before accepting anything, even if it is offered free, always ask yourself, "What is the duty I must pay for it?" Sometimes the duty is unexpressed, hidden, or in the future. Be honest with yourself. Then be honest with yourself about whether you are and will be gladly willing to pay the duty. If you accept material goods or service, you owe fair compensation in goods or service. Note that results and effort are not identical. If you have or want protection, you owe obedience or allegiance to your protector. If you receive affection, you owe at least heartfelt gratitude, and you may owe affection or other duties as well. If you accept respect, it is your duty to behave respectably. If you receive worship, be very careful because you owe perfect divine behavior, and anyone can err. If you accept loyalty or commitment, you owe commensurate loyalty or commitment. Speculation is usually an effort to obtain value without working. Making wise judgments in timing and activity is one thing, and trying to derive gain without having to work or pay fairly is another. The first is motivated by efficiency and productivity, and the second is often motivated by greed or sloth. Use carefully Pillars 1 and 2, especially Pillar 1b, to distinguish between the two. Most speculation is harmful to society. It especially harms the poor, since they must labor to derive gain, whereas speculators gain without laboring, and their gain derives ultimately from those who labored. If you get something without working, someone else worked without pay. Exploitation is a type of stealing, getting a benefit without paying for it. What you don't pay now, you will have to pay later with penalty. Better not to exploit. To determine what is exploitation, use Pillars 1 and 2. Do not use what is taught in business schools, what other people are doing, or what some intellectuals or economists think. Don't exploit the weaknesses of others, even if you have an opportunity or can profit from it. Bribery and other types of corruption harm the poor, the virtuous, and society itself. Earn through means that cause good welfare of people and earth. Pay what is fair, even if the other party is weak or doesn't demand it. Sharing the booty or donating to charity does not cancel the ill of an ill-gotten gain. If your livelihood or self-esteem derive from helping others, ask yourself how you would feel if everything and everyone got so much better that your services were no longer needed. If you feel any fear, then you have a need for other people to be needy. Use Pillars 1 and 2 diligently to avoid promoting their need rather than their welfare. Precept 4. Love is the consciousness of unity. Separation is really an illusion. Love is being aware of oneness. Love is truth. Love is good. Love is sufficient unto itself, needs nothing, demands nothing, and is beyond the body. Love is an awareness, a state of consciousness. Love is not desire, need, affection, compassion, emotion, devotion, trust, respect, action, commitment, nurturance, comfort, submission, deference, or excusing bad behavior. Love cannot be given, received, measured, or quantified. Love can prompt action, but love is not any action. Trying to get love from any source is a futile waste of effort. Affection is a feeling based on a form, a person, pet, tree, color, quality. It may be good, but it is not identical to love. Affection can be felt, expressed, and quantified. Affection can spring from love. Affection can also spring from gratitude, compassion, desire, lust, pride, hope or expectation of personal comfort or gain, or desire for power or control. The statement, "I love you," usually means, "I have pleasurable sensations which I attribute to you, and I want more of those pleasurable sensations." There is nothing wrong with this, but it is affection and desire, not love. Unselfish compassion is very close to love, since one's perception of separateness starts to dissolve. A truly compassionate action has both a benevolent, unselfish wish and a wise judgment about what is really best and most needed. It is not necessarily just what someone wants. Be compassionate as often as possible. Everyone deserves goodwill all the time. Only its expression requires wisdom. Love admits no commerce. There is nothing wrong with commerce, but it is not love. Use Pillar 1B to distinguish when you are in commerce mode, when you want something in exchange for what you do, which is probably most of the time. Most other people are also in commerce mode most of the time. Be honest with yourself about both yourself and others, and you will avoid untold misery. Precept 5. Ultimate fulfillment emerges from within. Expect it there. Use Pillars 1 and 2 to find self-respect and self-worth, and to experience love, your unity with everything, including ultimate goodness. Precept 6. We are responsible for every single thing we do, say, think, and feel. There is usually a delay until it comes due, but we cannot eliminate this responsibility, despite the claims of some authorities and believers to the contrary. Only in absolute, utter surrender and complete oneness with God does God alone act. Countless delude themselves in thinking they occupy this exalted state. Use Pillars 1 and 2 carefully, especially regarding your own actions. Other people are similarly responsible. Take care when and where you produce sound, movements, words, fluids, trash, loud music, gestures, even looks. You have responsibility for the effects. We are responsible for keeping our word. Give it carefully. Human procreation carries lifelong responsibilities. First, be sure you are both able and willing to fulfill them. The greater your power, the greater your responsibility. Leaders bear more responsibility than followers. Leaders are responsible for the welfare of all those under their leadership. If you have power or authority over others, you are responsible for what they do while under your control and direction. If you want any type of power, first make sure that you are both able and willing to bear the responsibility that comes with it. Precept 7. All bodies, minds, and souls have intrinsic value, but are not identical. People do not have identical or equal needs or desires. People do not have or need to have equal things, attributes, or abilities. Souls do not have equal qualities, preferences, or goals. Let each soul proceed as it prefers and appreciate our diversity. Precept 8. Every creature pursues what it desires. Matter, plants, and animals pursue according to nature what they need and not more. Human beings have the capacity to pursue needs as well as all sorts of desires, and also the ability to discriminate and to choose. In their circumstances, people do what they really want to do. To be happy, use pillars 1 and 2 and choose wisely. Precept 9. People change inwardly only when they want to. Society changes only when enough individuals change within. Inner change cannot be forced. To reform society, inspire enough individuals to change within. Changing our own thoughts and behavior is easier and usually more effective than trying to make other people change theirs. Truth is the basis of dharma, rightness. Where there is no truth, there can be no dharma. 18 Practices. Practice 1. Use common sense. Everyone has it, including you, even if it sometimes seems to be hibernating. Keep in balance, look at the long term, keep things in perspective. Notice inconveniences, but save your time, energy, and words for what's important. Common sense is plain, simple reasoning based on plain, simple observations. It is not expediency, rationalization, compromise of truth, justice, or goodness, group thinking, or public opinion. Always use pillars 1 and 2 after applying common sense. Practice 2. Guard carefully your humility. After truthfulness, humility is most crucial. Humility and gentleness are not ignorance or weakness. Remember that you don't perceive or know everything about anything. Remember that someone else can surpass you in anything and that the work and encouragement of others underlie your achievement. Pride blinds the heart, then the eyes and intellect. Be honest about your accomplishments and enjoy your successes, but don't take credit that is not due. Practice 3. Keep your body healthy. Eat fresh food, organically grown if possible, locally grown if possible, as much raw as possible, sprouted if possible. Fresh greens, vegetarian if appropriate. Eat simply, eat slowly, not too late at night, neither too much nor too little. Drink and cook with pure water. Breathe clean, fresh air. Avoid toxic substances. Breathe fully through the nose. Do slow, deep breathing, such as complete yogic breath, every day. Keep your body, clothes, home, and environs clean without using poisonous substances. Toxins in the body disable mental, physical, and spiritual functions. Many common products provide a short-term benefit with enormous long-term harm. Utilize Pillar 1C diligently if you use processed sugar, alcohol, tobacco, artificial sweeteners, genetically modified food, pharmaceuticals, coffee, tea, rancid oil, heavily fried food, meat or dairy products containing synthetic hormones or drugs, food preservatives or additives, synthetic pesticides or fertilizers, white flour, white rice, processed or overcooked food, improperly stored food, nail polish, antiperspirants, mineral oil, coated or aluminum cookware, mobile phones, DDT, or synthetic dyes, pesticides, or flame retardants. Know your capacities. Move your body and limbs regularly and judiciously. Avoid forceful jerking motion and harsh pounding. Relax completely every day. Being passive, such as watching television, is not the same as relaxing. Get adequate rest and sleep, neither too much nor too little. Avoid excesses. Understand your capacities. Avoid unnecessary talking. Avoid unnecessary dissipation of sexual energy. Avoid addictions. Use any extreme measure judiciously and only under extreme conditions. Notice what effects these have on you. Be honest with yourself. Practice 4. Keep your mind healthy. Take care what you see and watch. Take care what you hear. Take care what you read. Take care where you go and what environments you spend your time. Take care what you pay attention to. Take care whom you associate with. Notice what effects these have on you. Be honest with yourself. Practice 5. Don't waste. Don't waste your time. Don't waste your energy. Don't waste your money. Don't waste your words. Don't waste your attention. Don't waste your heart. Don't waste your breath. Be efficient. Protect what has been entrusted to you. Use Pillars 1 and 2. Take judicious risks. Have fun. Use what you have to make goodness and joy for you and others, and don't waste it on what is not worthwhile. Blame and argument are usually a waste. Forming opinions is often completely unnecessary. Before reacting to any statement, ascertain whether it is true. If it is untrue, simply discard it. If it is true, gratefully apply it. Practice 6. Avoid debt and entanglements, economic and emotional. Debt and entanglements cause an enormous drain of energy. Give whatever is due, when it is due, to whom it is due, including your time and heart. Clean up your own messes before they bother anyone. Always keep your word, your side of an agreement. Don't make excuses. If heavy traffic is normal, plan for it. If necessary, contact the other party immediately. failing to keep commitments is the fastest way to accumulate debt. Practice 7. Keep active physically and mentally. Be creative. Engage in activities that capture your interest and inspire your being. Do something for someone else regularly. Leave each place and person a little better than when you came. Pleasantly surprise someone. Do something new and different. Leave some time free and unscheduled. Do your own personal work yourself, like cleaning, as much as possible. It's good for the body, mind, and soul. Avoid watching television. Avoid watching computers too much. Practice 8. Keep your own ideal of goodness in front of your mind, heart, and eyes. Think about ultimate goodness, what it means to you, what it looks like and feels like, as often as possible. Admire it. Fill your mind and heart with it. Derive sustenance and strength from it. Practice 9. If you decide to do something, do it sincerely and wholeheartedly. Have no regrets. If something unfortunate happens as a result, correct any wrong you can, apologize sincerely, and change your way the next time. Don't feel burdened with guilt if, using Pillars 2 and 1, you truly did your best. No one can expect more than this of anybody. Every human, however great, makes mistakes. Try earnestly not to err, but when you do, correct the situation and go on cheerfully with greater awareness. Practice 10. Respect what is worthy of your respect. Admire what is worthy and only what is worthy of your admiration. Worship what is worthy of worship. Give credit where credit is due and not where it is not due. Respect, obedience, and fear are not the same. Use Pillars 1 and 2 to determine what is worthy of worship, admiration, respect, or credit. If someone has some power, you might respect the sacrifice made to acquire it, but whether any further respect is due depends on how one uses one's power. Saints and athletes have power, as do sorcerers and thugs. Respect all beings, but respect only respectable behavior. Always respect your own dignity, even if someone else doesn't. Simply remember Precept 1 if necessary. Take care to respect the dignity of one who is weaker. Admire all goodness wherever you see it, especially when someone demonstrates goodness under adversity. Encourage such goodness. Understand the difference between social manners and respect. If someone behaves like a lion, a rat, or a pigeon, you may be courteous, but do not respect such behavior. Human beings are not admirable when they act like animals. Conforming to social norms or pressure is often but not always admirable. Practice 11. Don't expect fulfillment from anything or anybody. They do not have that ability. Be tolerant, be generous. Similarly, do not expect yourself to provide fulfillment to others. Derive satisfaction and fulfillment from within. Practice 12. Expect things and people to act according to their natures. Scorpions sting, ducks quack, pigeons plop. Don't expect otherwise. Trust is a belief that a particular set of circumstances will or will not occur. Form trust based on observation, not on wish, hope, emotion, fantasy, promises, or other people's beliefs. Trust people to pursue what they desire. Do not trust anyone to keep or to break a commitment, to be good or to be bad, unless it is her or his nature. One who is honest in big things will also be honest in small things. All things are not equal. All people are not the same. Accepting what actually is and expecting things to act according to their natures eliminates enormous waste and hardship. Beware of labeling anything or anyone as good or bad, especially based solely upon whether you expect them to provide pleasant or unpleasant sensations. Remember that unpleasant sensations are often caused by goodness and vice versa. The wise and the best leaders are not usually winners of popularity contests. Practice 13. Don't want too much. Wanting requires a great deal of energy. Choose your desires carefully, for every desire and every possession commands some of your attention. Direct most of your wanting toward permanent happiness. Be patient. Live so as to minimize pain, now and later, with the help of pillars 1 and 2, but don't expect to eliminate it. Don't demand too much of life, of other people, or of governments. Practice 14. Don't demand to see or enjoy the rewards of your good work. Look at the consequences of your actions to see what you can learn, and then leave the results to the universe. This is the only way to be happy and peaceful. Practice 15. Note the difference between divine authority and human authority. Human authority is subject to change, question, and error. Many wrong actions are legal. Many restricted actions are not intrinsically wrong. On rare occasions, disobedience to human authority is good and noble. Use carefully pillars 1 and 2 to determine these rare occasions. Understand the difference between traditional practices and divine authority. Evaluate traditions and interpret divine authority using pillars 1 and 2. Remember that the earth was not created with demarcation lines for different languages, states, religions, or customs. Man made up these lines. Men continue to put great effort into upholding and redefining these demarcation lines. Beware of cheating, abusing, plundering, harming, or destroying people who are foreign or different. Never desecrate or ridicule what is sacred to another. Use carefully pillars 1 and 2 when evaluating any issue regarding man-made demarcation lines. Practice 16. If you have a few friends with whom you can discuss things truthfully, do it. Otherwise, keep silent. Speak only true words that your listeners can understand and digest at a time when they can listen. Never knowingly speak or write untruth. Keep silent or speak the truth about something, anything. Do not speak wisdom to fools. For, like swine, they will trample it underfoot, and, like dogs, they may turn and rend you. Unnecessary talk wastes energy and can be dangerous. Silence is full. Silence is peaceful. silence is wise. In silence, we can commune with wonder. Practice 17. If you approach a spiritual tradition, teacher, or method, use pillars 1 and 2. Check continuously for goodness and integrity of teachers and leaders. Do not assume that anyone is spiritually superior or inferior to you due to one's race, religion, clothing, culture, age, gender, title, birth rank, book learning, fame, feats, or popularity. Instead, use Pillar 2 to determine what ultimate goodness is, and Pillar 1 to assess what actually is. Practice 18. Use all your powers and abilities, and be vigilant regarding how, why, and when. Use your body, intellect, heart, and soul. Utilize pillars 1 and 2 regarding how, why, and when. The greater your power or ability of any kind, the greater is your responsibility. Be especially careful about using force or violence, for there is usually a better way. Realize that wealth, renown, attractiveness, social status, intelligence, birth rank, trust, titles, degrees, speaking ability, psychic ability, and positions of authority are powers. Dedicated to the peace and welfare of humanity.